Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, President. We continue to support the efforts which have been put forward to promote and protect the human rights situation in Myanmar, particularly that of their vulnerable minorities, for which reason it's necessary to have the cooperation of the country as concerned state. There will not be any progress made if we do not move along the path of joint efforts to consolidate the process of peace and stability, which are so essential for dealing in a comprehensive way with the delicate situation in the state of Rakhine, in the framework of human rights guarantees and moving towards the achievement of a sustainable solution. We very much hope that the Rohingya people will manage to attain stability, peace, and the well-being that they so aspire to, in concert with the efforts to be made by the state to make it possible to exercise their right to development. In this connection, we value the efforts of the Special Envoy of the Secretary General and of the Envoy from ASEAN, and in terms of facilitating dialogue with Myanmar and the directly concerned populations, such as the Rohingya Muslims. In this context, we support the concerted efforts being made to repatriate those affected and to establish a favorable environment for that to happen. Mr. President, as a peace-loving country, we believe it is essential to continue to foster activities in the framework of a constructive and peaceful dialogue with a view to bringing about national reconciliation in accordance with the will and the interests of the people of Myanmar, including the Rohingya Muslims and other minorities, and always with the guarantees of full protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms for all people in the country. Interventionist schemes and impositions are counterproductive and block a broad and inclusive political dialogue which should be brought about and encouraged in the country, one that guarantees the participation of all sectors of society so as to move towards a lasting peace with a view to establishing national unity. Thank you very much, Mr. President.